Lord Alexis. Sweet Alexis. Most anything, Alexis. Almost. Most absolute Alexis. Where's the soothsayer that you praised, though, to the Queen?
Soothsayer?
Your will.
Is this the man? It's you, sir, that know things.
In nature's infinite book of secrecy. A little I can read.
Show him your hand.
Good, sir. Give me good fortune.
I make not, but foresee.
Pray then, foresee me one.
You shall be yet far fairer than you are.
He means in flesh.
No, you shall paint when you're old.
Wrinkle the bed.
Vex not his prescience. Be attentive.
You shall be more beloving than beloved.
I'd rather heat my liver with drinking.
Nay, hear him.
Good now, for my excellent fortune. Let me be married to three kings in a forenoon, and widow them all. Find me to marry me with Octavia Caesar, and companion me with my mistress.
I'll outlive the lady whom you serve.
Excellent. I love long life better than figs.
You have seen and proved a fairer form of fortune than that which is to approach.
Prithee, how many boys and wenches must I have?
If every of your wishes had a womb, and fertile every wish...
A million? Oh, fool, I forgive thee for a wish.
You think none but your sheets are privy to your wishes.
Nay. Come, tell Iris her.
We'll know all our fortunes.
Mine and most of our fortunes tonight shall be drunk to bed.
There's a palm presages chastity,
Sophia. Seen as the o'erflowing Nihilus presages famine.
Go, you wild bedfellow, you cannot fall fay.
Prithee, tell her about a worthy day fortune.
Your fortunes are alike.
Oh, but how? But how? Give me particulars.
I have said.
Am I not an inch of fortune better than she?
Well, if you were but an inch of fortune better than I, where would you choose it?
Not in my husband's name.
Oh, worse of thoughts, heaven's men. Alexis, come, his fortune. Let him marry a woman that cannot go, sweet Isis, I beseech thee. And let her die, too, and give him a worse. And let worse follow worse. Worst of all, follow him laughing to his grave. This old cuckoo.
Amen. Dear goddess, hear that prayer for people. Forever it is a heartbreaking to see a handsome man loose wise, so it is a deadly sorrow to behold a foul knave uncuckoo.
Sorry, my lord.
No, lady.
Was he not here? No, madam. He was disposed to mirth, but on the sudden a Roman thought has struck him. In about us.
Madam?
Him, and bring him hither. Where's Alexis?
Here, at your service.
My lord approaches.
We will not look upon him. Go with us.
Fulvia, thy wife first came into the field.
Against my brother Lucius?
Aye. But soon that war had ended, and the time state made friends of them, jointing their force against Caesar, whose better issue in the war from Italy upon the first encounter drove them.
Well, what worst?
The nature of bad news infects the teller.
When it concerns the fool or coward, on, things that are past are done with me. 'Tis thus who tells me true, though in his tale lie death, I hear him as he flattered.
Labienus, this is stiff news. Hath with his Parthian force extended Asia from Euphrates. His conquering banner shook from Syria to Lydia and to Ionia. Whilst...
Anthony, thou wouldst say.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, speak to me home. Mince not the general tongue. Name Cleopatra as she's called in Rome. Rail thou in Fulvia's praise and taunt my force with such full license as both truth and malice have power to utter. Then we bring forth weeds. When our quick minds lie still and our ills told us as our hearing. Very well, O'Hara.
That's your noble pleasure.
Strong Egyptian fetters I must break or lose myself in dotage. What are you?
Fulvia, thy wife, is dead.
Where died she?
In Caesarea. Her length of sickness, with what else more serious imported thee to know, despairs.
Forbear me. There's a great spirit gone. Thus did I desire it. What are contempts that often hurl from us? We wish it ours again. Present pleasure by revolution lowerings become the opposite of itself. She's good, being gone. The hand could pluck her back that shoved her on. Oh, I must from this enchanting queen break off.
10,000 harms more than the ills I know my idleness to thatch. Ah, no, in a barber's.
What's your pleasure, sir?
I must with haste from hands.
Why, then, we kill all our women. Oh, we see how mortal an unkindness is to them. They suffer our departure. Death, the word.
I must be gone.
Under a compelling occasion, let women die. It were pity to cast them away for nothing. Though, between them and a great cause, they should be esteemed nothing. Cleopatra, catching but the least noise of this, dies instantly. I've seen her die 20 times upon a far poorer moment. Why do you think there is metal in death which commits some loving act upon her? She has such a celerity in dying.
She is cunning past man's thought.
Alexa, no. Her passions are made of nothing but the finest part of pure love. We cannot call her winds and waters, sighs and tears. Not that they are greater storms and tempests than almanacs can report.
Would I have never seen her?
Oh, sir. You had then left unseen a wonderful piece of work, which, not to have been blessed with all, would have discredited your travel.
Fulvia is dead.
Dead?
Fulvia is dead.
Fulvia?
Dead.
Why, sir, give the gods a thankful sacrifice. When it pleaseth their deities to take the wife of a man from him, it shows the man the tailors of the earth, comforting therein that when old robes are worn out, there are members to make new. If there were no more women but Fulvia, then had you indeed a cut, and the case to be lamented. The tears live in an onion that should water this sorrow.
The business she hath broached in the state cannot endure my absence.
The business you have broached here cannot be without you, especially that of Cleopatra, which wholly depends on your abode.
No more light answers. Let our officers have noticed what we purpose. I shall break the cause of our expedience to the queen and get her leave to depart. Not alone the death of Fulvia, with more urgent touches do strongly speak to us, but the letters to her many are contriving friends in Rome petition us at home. Sextus Pompeius hath given the dare to seize and commands the empire of the sea. Say our pleasure to such whose places under us requires our quick remove from hence.
I shall do it.